Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker scores. Hughes scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Trosky throws towards short. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. West moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Hemsley moves to second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Larry steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Bottomley scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Clift scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Trotsky fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Hughes covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes is thrown out after the base hit. Sullivan scores. Hudlin scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. West moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Thornton Lee now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 8, Browns, 8. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 10-8, Indians. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carey moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Carey scores. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Indians. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker catches it and throws to first to double up Coleman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Carey steals second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. George Blaholder now pitching. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper strikes out. One out. Jack Burns pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey scores. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 10, Browns, 10. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. West is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 10. The Indians will come to bat. Ollie Bijma now playing second base. Tom Carey now playing shortstop. Mike Miala now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Averill moves to third. It's 11 to 10, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 12 to 10, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to home to get Vosmick. Trosky moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky scores. Hale moves to second. It's 13 to 10, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan is walked intentionally. George Blaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaholder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Bottomley moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. 1 out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.